Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Al Cowens. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting third. The left fielder, Kirk Gibson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ron Jackson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Lynn Jones. Batting sixth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting seventh. The DH, John Walkenfuss. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Tom Brookins. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Mick Kelleher. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Dan Schatzetter. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Gary Ward. Batting second. The right fielder, Dave Engel. Batting third. The center fielder, Mickey Hatcher. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Pete Mackinnon. Batting fifth. The catcher, Tim Laudner. Batting sixth. The third baseman, John Castano. Batting seventh. The DH, Sal Butera. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Rob Wilfong. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Lenny Fado. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Brad Havens. And now, play ball. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens takes first base on ball four. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a fly ball into right field. Engel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson strikes out. Two outs. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Fado fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward strikes out. One out. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Engel hits a fly ball into center field. Cowens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schatzetter picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Schatzetter. Hatcher moves to third. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackinnon hits a fly ball into left field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lynn Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones strikes out. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Walkenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walkenfuss hits a fly ball into center field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Parrish moves to third. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher hits a fly ball into center field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Laudner moves to second. Sal Butera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butera hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Laudner scores. Castano moves to third. It's 1-0, Twins. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong strikes out. One out. Lenny Fado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fado hits a fly ball into center field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Castano tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Twins. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Butera moves to second. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-1 in the game. Ward hits a fly ball into center field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Cowens hits a fly ball into right field. Engel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-1 in the game. Trammell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-1 in the game. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-1 in the game. Jackson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ward. Jackson reaches second base with a double. Gibson goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Twins. Len Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-1 in the game. Jones takes first base on ball 4. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Parrish hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Tigers 1. The Twins will come to bat. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Engel is 0-1 in the game. Engel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Hatcher hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackinnon is 0-1 in the game. Mackinnon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. Hatcher moves to second. Two outs. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Laudner hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-1, Twins. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Castano hits a fly ball into center field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0-1 in the game. Wackenfuss hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Brookins takes first base on ball four. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher is 0 for 1 in the game. Kelleher hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Havens fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Tigers 1. The Twins will come to bat. Sal Butera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butera is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Butera hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilfong hits a line drive into right field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lenny Fado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fado is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Fado hits a fly ball into center field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 2 in the game. Ward hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Butera moves to second. Dave Tobik now pitching. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Engel is 0 for 2 in the game. Engel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Butera scores. Ward moves to second. It's 5-1, Twins. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castano fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Trammell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ward. Trammell reaches second base with a double. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0 for 2 in the game. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Jackson hits a line drive into right field. Engel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Tigers 1. The Twins will come to bat. Pete Mackanin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackanin is 0 for 2 in the game. Mackanin hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-1, Twins. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Laudner hits a fly ball into center field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Castano hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-1, Twins. Sal Butera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butera is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Butera hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilfong hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jackson fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Lynn Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Jones strikes out. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Parrish hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hatcher. Parrish reaches second base with a double. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0-for-2 in the game. Wackenfuss hits a fly ball into center field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brookins hits a pop-up towards first. Mackinnon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Tigers 1. The Twins will come to bat. Lenny Fado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fado is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Fado strikes out. One out. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ward is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Engel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Engel hits a line drive into center field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher is 0-for-2 in the game. Kelleher hits a pop-up towards short. Fado settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Cowens strikes out. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Trammell hits a line drive towards third. Castano reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Tigers 1. The Twins will come to bat. George Capozzello now pitching. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Hatcher hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jones. Hatcher reaches second base with a double. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackinnon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Mackinnon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hatcher moves to third. One out. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Laudner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Castano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-3 in the game. Gibson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Jackson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Mackinnon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Len Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Jones is called out on strikes. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castano fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Tigers 1. The Twins will come to bat. Sal Butera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butera is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Butera hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 0-for-3 in the game. Wilfong strikes out. 2 outs. Lenny Fado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fado is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Fado hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kelleher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Doug Corbett now pitching. Rick Leach pinch hits for John Wackenfuss. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach takes first base on ball 4. Rick Peters pinch hits for Tom Brookins. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a pop-up towards short. Fado settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker pinch hits for Mick Kelleher. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Leach moves to second. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Trammell takes first base on ball 4. Leach moves to third. Cowens moves to second. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mackinnon scoops it up and throws to first, with Corbett covering, for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 7. And Detroit Tigers, 1. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.